I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski.
In the city of Buffalo, intense negotiations over the proposed budget that would raise the tax levy 9% are expected to get going this week. Here's WBEN's Max Ferry.
Budget negotiations continue to ensue in the city of Buffalo. The $618 million budget that Mayor Byron Brown proposed in the state of the city in the beginning of this month includes a 9% increase in property taxes, an increase which he says is necessary to continue to provide the necessary resources and services that the Buffalo residents need.
It's a good budget. It does include a tax increase. That tax increase is necessary to continue to provide the services that residents need and want. It gives our city the positioning to continue to grow and create additional opportunities for our residents. So the conversations have been good. They have been thorough, hoping that the budget will be passed by the city council.
The Buffalo Common Council have already convened budget hearings with department heads in the council chambers, as well as budget workshops occurring all throughout last week. Buffalo Common Councilman Mitch Nowakowski says the real negotiations start this week.
So we just closed budget workshops, and that's where we really got in the nitty-gritty with each department. And I think that right now the council is moving, especially with Council President Scanlon, to really come up to where the happy medium is with the council so that we can negotiate with the mayor. We do understand that we have to have additional revenue. And now we're you know, on a cliff where we have to find a solution. So right now, I think that you'll see going into next week, the real negotiations begin.
Max Ferry, WBEN.com News.
Okay, Max, thank you. So a lot of budget talk in Buffalo, and it's not just Western New York. School districts across the country bracing for a round of teacher and staff layoffs. On top of declining enrollment and inflation, federal funding passed during the pandemic is about to expire.
$190 billion in federal pandemic relief funding approved back in 2020, 2021, that went out to school districts. And so you had some districts using that to bolster their staff, using that for capital projects, you know, building new buildings, getting more mental health counselors. But all of that is set to dry up come September. So all of those staff members that they hired and even some that they didn't are now potentially on the chopping block. So we're looking at layoffs.
Morgan Norwood there with the report. We'll hear more from her on this topic coming up in just a little bit on WBEN.
Across Western New York this month, college graduates stepping into the real world and maybe looking for some financial advice. We have more from WBEN's Tom Puckett.
Michael Angelucci of Level Financial says, take a look at government programs that can help you pay down that student loan debt.
The government does offer a number of programs that will allow you to extend your payments. And even to the extent that if you extend those payments and you work for a nonprofit, you could potentially, after 10 years, have your debt forgiven.
He also recommends looking at income-based plans that adjust the payment based on how much you make. And as new grads gain new income via a new job, Josh Mosher of Level Financial says it's tempting to get something bougie.
A nice watch or a new pair of shoes, but what we were saying is like you kind of build your base budget and you know what your fixed expenses are going to be. So you think about that and you kind of get an idea of like what your extra cash flow is going to look like.
Mosher says he's planning on paying off his debt over 10 years, so he's trying to determine what his monthly cash flow will be. Hear more advice online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
One of those things that's a little difficult to get a grip of, right, when you graduate college, which so many people are across Western New York, this past weekend, upcoming weekends, all month long. Well, the 290 westbound between Millersport and the 990 was shut down for a little over 3 hours Saturday. It was after a motorcycle crashed into the back of another vehicle, slowed down a lot of traffic, big, long backup on the 290 heading west on Saturday. Police said a 20-year-old crashed his motorcycle into the rear end of a Honda at about 11 o'clock in the morning, suffered serious back injuries, head injuries, and a wrist injury, was transported to ECMC by ambulance.
A series of powerful solar storms colored skies across the Northern Hemisphere this weekend.
Many witnessed brilliant displays of the Northern Lights in the United States, Canada, Europe, China, and beyond. The Aurora Borealis, the phenomenon more commonly known as the Northern Lights, happens because of a molecular collision in the upper levels of Earth's atmosphere that causes bursts of energy to be released in the form of visible light. The geomagnetic storm that arrived on Friday was a historic G5, the highest level on a ranking scale. A solar storm of that size has not come into contact with Earth in decades. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Friday night, it was great.
This was the talk of everybody on Saturday.
It was on every feed, you know, on the weekend.
You went on social media. It was just
everywhere.
The Northern Lights.
Right.
That's all you saw. It was just picture, 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 picture. Did you see it?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Well, did you forget about it?
Is no, it what, we were in bed.
Yeah. I know. I mean, normally
Fridays,
I would be.
We are in bed at like 8:39. I mean, it's the earliest night of the week for it. We're just exhausted.
I know. Fridays are killers.
And I have to say, like, I feel like I got Boy Who Cried Wolf a little bit here. Because we mentioned the Northern Lights, like, are potentially going to be visible.
Right.
A couple times every year, maybe? Like, I mean,
and they never are, right?
Never see them. And I don't know anybody who ever sees them. So when we said Friday, you know, Northern Lights are visible. And I'm sorry, I tuned out.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as I heard, I was like, yeah, okay, you know, maybe someone will see him. And then everybody saw him. It was like the greatest show. We wake up Saturday morning. My wife is just like hitting me. Why didn't you tell me that we could see? Like, I thought it was just like every other time.
I know.
It was like the eclipse, you know, hey, look up and see, you know, and
you
then
know
there
what?
Was nothing.
I probably would have been in bed too Friday night, but my kids were excited about this. And we went to Chestnut Ridge Park to see him.
Hey.
And there were so many people there in the dark, you know, hanging out.
Yeah.
And it was so easy to see them. It was unbelievable.
I'm jealous of everybody over the weekend. I have to say, I'm too cynical, I guess, for I didn't believe it.
I really, going into it, I didn't think it would be that great either.
It was so bright from what everybody said.
Right.
That, like, even in, you know, you went to Chestnut Ridge, you didn't have to be away from the lights.
You really
could still
didn't
see them, even in like a well-lit area
really
of the
could
night. So, just incredible. I know there was another chance last night, but didn't really...
Yeah, I don't know if anybody was able to see it last night.
Pan out as much.
Yeah.
But man, what a show on Friday night for everybody out there. All right, how about this? The company behind ChatGPT says it has a big announcement planned for today.
OpenAI will be live streaming an event where it's expected to demo some new updates to ChatGPT, its artificial intelligence chatbot, and GPT-4, the large language model that ChatGPT is built on. Company CEO Sam Altman downplayed speculation that the company would be unveiling its next large language model, GPT-5, as well as theories that they're announcing a search engine. Still, Altman says whatever it is they're working on, that it feels like magic to him. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Well, so they have this today. Google does theirs tomorrow, where they're expected to make some AI announcements. This is like the new Apple did a thing
right
last week. This is like the new Apple thing.
Okay.
It's when they come out, that's when everybody's paying attention. Like, no one cares about the new iPad or iPhone or whatever right. anymore. It looks the same
that
as the old
kinda one. That was kind of lame, yeah.
When these ChatGPT people come out, it's like, all right, is my job on the chopping block next?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the scary thing. Everyone's like waiting in bated breath. Yikes. But that's coming up later today, and we'll be talking with Mike Dubusky about that tomorrow.
The exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast calls for a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon. A slight chance of a passing shower. It'll be breezy with highs in the mid-70s. Southwest winds from 10 to 20 miles an hour. Increasing clouds tonight. A stray shower possible. Overnight lows dropping off into the mid-50s. Sunshine mixing in with clouds tomorrow. A few showers and even a thunderstorm possible. We'll see highs near 70 degrees. Partly to mostly cloudy on Wednesday with occasional rain and highs in the upper 60s. With the exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Mary Beth Roble.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Sam Radford, the director of the Raffi Green Maston Resource Center, is joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning. And we're talking a little bit about the 33 Project. And, you know, Sam, this project, mired in controversy, a lot of people have a lot of opinions. But there is one thing for sure. If it is built, and if it happens, as it looks like it will, you're going to need a lot of people on the job for quite a few years. And you're helping to work and make sure that people know about these jobs that very likely will soon open up.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Susan Ryan. You're right. You know, just getting past the controversy at this point, we got to get to a place that if we're going to be spending over $1 billion on this project, we got to make sure that we get people, in the community of people who were affected by that, is also able to maybe be made whole in some ways, like in some job opportunities, some contracting opportunities to work on this project.
Sam, what type of jobs are going to be filled for this, and what is required of anyone applying?
Yeah, so this particular outreach is for laborers on the construction side. So this is a pre-service registration that's going on that the Department of Transportation is doing, where it will train laborers. There's going to be 15 laborers that are trained over a six-week period through the University of Buffalo EOC Employment Opportunity Center. And then once they get trained in, you know, like the OSHA certification and, you know, things like that that they'll need to work on the site, they will be certified, and then they will be able to go work on the site as laborers, and then hopefully do well in that. And if they're able to, they potentially can get pulled into the union and work in a union shop and move from just having a job to having a career.
You held an event last week, and I'm kind of interested. Is what you're doing able to stay above the controversy that we mentioned at the beginning of this? Like, do people recognize that, okay, regardless of what I think about the project, this is an effort that needs to go forward?
Yeah, and that's really what the intent is. The intent is to say, you know, we're not taking a position one way or other about know how people feel about the project. But at this point, the project is going forward, and we don't want to, get caught up in the controversy and miss the opportunity. And so at this point, we intend, to stay above the fray. Obviously, this is not the first BLT project of this type. It was something similar to this done in Syracuse. And so we really went and looked at the model of what they did in Syracuse. And they were able to get a lot of community benefits out of it in terms of people working, contractors working. So Rich Fontana is doing a great job and being very intentional about making sure that people in Buffalo, people in and around the 33 project have information and is able to be one of the direct benefactors. Solar Ingram are at the community as an office right there on the 33 on Humboldt right there, where people are able to go and get information every single day. So this is really about the project, not about the controversy, and hopefully we will make, people will benefit from what's going on.
All right, how many jobs will be open, and what did the jobs pay?
Yeah, so I don't know that they have an exact number of jobs. It's probably going to get that exact number from them, but it's hundreds of jobs that we're talking about. This is obviously over $1 billion. It's over over $1 billion. It's over a 5-year period. So we're talking hundreds of jobs. We know the jobs start at the entry level jobs start at $25, but obviously once you get into a union, then you're able to become a obviously go through your apprenticeship and become a journeyman, you'll get a union wage. So it's really, again, like I said, it's not just a job. This is really an opportunity for people to get into a career track, to have a living wage job where you can take care of your family.
What is the training like in that process? So you're hoping people sign up for training. How long is that training? When does it last? What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so that training will start in June. That training is 6 weeks. But that training will be going, that it'll be ongoing training for 2 years. They'll be training every 6 weeks. They'll train 15 people who will be trained, certified, and then be able to go right onto the job site and work on the job site as a laborer. Now, again, this is just for this entry-level, laborer job. All you need is a high school diploma to be a City of Buffalo resident. Even if you're someone who had challenges in the past, or even if you're someone, they're actually incentives to hire people who are not, who traditionally wouldn't have a job. So if you're a single parent, or if you're, a person who's on SNAP, or a person, who, may have gotten trouble with some playtime, and, there's some incentives to try to make sure we give people opportunities who may have struggled to find employment. We're just really looking to, right now, we know that for years, we've had a challenge in Buffalo with students who graduate college career ready. And so now we want to make sure as we move forward on this project, we're getting those students who might be unemployed, what they need to in order to get employed, is the opportunity to get training. And then once they get that training, an opportunity to work on site where they can make a living wage. It's just really a pathway to get more City of Buffalo residents into the job market and, contributing to our tax base.
All right. Hey, Sam, where can people get more information?
Yeah, so if you need more information, you can call me over at the Community Action Organization, 332-3773. Community Action Organization, 332-3773.
Great stuff. Sam, thank you. Sam Radford joining us on the Trocare College Live Line.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.